Thank you very much, and I'll be talking about teaching undergraduate turf management or turf science as an online course at Missouri State University. Traditionally, our turf science class is taught as a three-hour lecture class per week. We did have required field trips to some local turf management sites. But as time went on, we had increased desire to have distance access to our courses. We had ITV courses, blended courses, some online classes, because we are more of a commuter university, so we have more commuter students, non-traditional students. In-service training requests when someone's working but they need credit in a particular course. Completion courses, we're part of a USDA Pathways grant where we provide an opportunity for students at two-year community colleges to complete a four-year degree in applied agriculture by taking additional upper division courses through distance education. And then now we've started a consortium of the non-land-grant state universities in Missouri of offering courses, sharing them among the different universities. We started teaching turf science actually as an online class some years ago in 2008. Blackboard is our course content delivery system, and the main content of the course was lecture PowerPoints with voiceover lectures using Adobe Connect, and then worksheets, online discussions, and then we use proctored online exams. Besides the online content, we still required field trips. And I'll list some of the locations we visited in the Springfield area, our campus grounds department, a public golf course, a high-end private golf course that hosts some nice golf tournaments, Hammonds Field, which are a double-A baseball field for the St. Louis Cardinals, and it's maintained as one of probably the top minor league baseball fields in the country, and very similar to a major league field. We were only about 100 miles from the University of Arkansas, and so we'll, not every year, but occasionally we'll go down there, and this year was one of them, to visit their turf research facility. And then we do a turf identification field trip at our local area so the students can see, identify the grass and see some hands on there. The students are required to have at least two actual site visits because being online and asynchronous, not all of them could come to the ones that we would arrange. And then they could do alternate activities for the other two. And distance students could use self-arranged field trips where I would actually, based on where they were, find out different turf sites, community golf courses, parks departments, and so on, help them set up a field trip there where they could attend and then gather some of the same information we did as our whole class. So what I started wanting to know more and more about is, do the students like or prefer this type of course delivery? Was it important to have the course offered online versus traditionally? What was useful in the class? What was least useful? Did they enjoy or feel the field trips were beneficial? And what would they recommend in the future? And from my standpoint or instructor perspective, I want to know, did it seem like the learning that took place was similar to that in the traditional classroom format? And what are the benefits and disadvantages of offering turf science online? And what could be done to improve the effectiveness of future offerings this way? So what we did is we developed a survey that was given to the students in an online format and anonymously so they would feel comfortable in responding and asking basically some of those questions related to that. Was it convenient? Was it helpful for learning? What did they like and dislike? What did they think about the field trips? And what would they recommend to improve the class? Some of the demographics, again anecdotal, the respondents and this spring were 29 of the 38 junior and senior students in the class. Eight of the respondents out of a total of 17 were distance students. So 17 were distance and eight of those were the ones that did respond. Most of them were in two-year colleges in the Pathways program. And then a couple were in just needing college credit but were at a different location. And then the remainder of the students were traditional online traditional students that were taking other classes on the MSU Springfield, Missouri campus. Turf science is an option for the horticulture, crop science, ag business, and general agriculture majors. It's not required for any particular one. Our general horticulture majors usually, or crop science, is what's chosen for students interested in a career in turf management. Most of the distance students that were taking the class just took it because it was an online course. They may not have had any background or interest in continuing a career in turf management, but again, because of that USDA Pathways, it was just another upper division course that would let them get their degree. So looking at the results of the survey, Students saying the reasons that they took this course were, again, these don't add up, it's just like I had them choose as many as possible were appropriate, if it was an option for their major, and again, that was the general reason students would take it traditionally, interested in the topic, and then again, because it was available online, 52% because of that reason. The online course format met the goals of these students. In the goal bars represent the goals were met by the course, and the blue bar represents that the goals were met just the same as though I had taken it traditionally. And you can see the students felt the goals were met predominantly, 90% of them, but not quite as many said it met it as well as a traditional course, but still 76% felt agreed with that. How many would have preferred a traditionally taught lecture course? Again, it's here kind of all across the thing. Again, basically 48% would have preferred a traditional format, 24% disagreed, and 28% were neutral. And probably those ones disagreeing were the distance students. The online format was more difficult than traditional course format. Again, this is just kind of what they would be supposing, not based on having taken it turf management otherwise. And 55% felt it might have been more difficult. I think just the concept of with some online classes, particularly with some of the for-profit universities, there's not much work required with an online course, where I pretty much set mine up as similar to a regular class where there were still weekly assignments they had to keep up weekly and so on, where some of the others didn't require as much work perhaps. For accessing the online content, 90% agreed that they could easily figure out what was needed to be done. In talking with other instructors, a lot of times this is the biggest stumbling block for students, particularly just getting started with an online class, is, you know, where do I start, what do I do, what are the requirements? And so I think that's a key thing in setting up online classes. 14% felt they needed better keyboarding skills, while 59% felt they were did well enough. And this is interesting. It's actually, I surveyed for another online class I did, this percentage is a little bit higher. Most of the time it's been around 5 or 6% felt they needed better keyboarding skills. Now it's getting up a little bit, and I think it may be because more students are accessing online through phones where they don't have to actually type with their fingers. 82% felt they had easy off-campus access to internet, 14% did not. 58% agreed that having Blackboard access to an app on their phone was very important, and we've started providing that in the past couple years, and that percentage has really increased. For learning online, just some of the things they felt were helpful, having a textbook, weekly graded worksheets, the weekly graded online discussions, assignments due the same day of the week. That's one thing I've learned kind of over the years. If you're not meeting them regularly, having a regular assignment due date seems to really help. And then the layout of the course that I had was very, try to have it very structured, and again, kind of the same assignment, same thing, kind of format each week where they know there'd be a reading assignment, PowerPoints to go through, worksheet, and then an online discussion. One thing I've asked in previous years and this time again was, does it helpful to have an audio voiceover, or if I had provided, which I did not, a lecture video? And basically, the goal is, if they had video lectures, would that have been helpful? Or having an audio voiceover, was that helpful? 48% of the students had no preference or were neutral. 24% preferred to have video or voiceover, and 24% preferred no video, and 17% no voiceover. So sometimes there's a big emphasis to provide video, thinking that's really what's needed. For some students, they prefer not to have it. Others, they do. So it's kind of a wash on there, whether you need to have video. I think voiceover still is pretty helpful, but something a little bit more beyond than the PowerPoint. Most useful or enjoyable aspects of the class, again, the worksheets, and I think mainly it's because it's a point-based that helped build up when the tests, which were a little bit more difficult. Going through the PowerPoints, having the course available online was important, 51%. Again, half of them thought that was important. The field trips, the students that were able to go on them really selected that as their favorite, again, seeing these different sites. The least useful, again, reading the textbook. Again, it was separate questions, so they could go ahead and list them. So even though they may have liked having the textbook, other students could have listed that as the least favorite. They generally didn't like the online discussions other than just having the points, although again, some of them picked them as a favorite too, so kind of like depending on what students were responding, what was higher or lower. Having to go on the required field trips, again, some of them said this was least favorite because, again, having to schedule that in their time. The field trips, about over half the students just barely thought that they were useful. Again, some disagreed and some were neutral. The disagreeing tend, I don't know because of the demographics, but I'm thinking may have been ones that had difficulty arranging to go. And again, more than 55, or more than half said it was difficult to them to attend the ones that we set up or to go on their own. The favorite field trips, the ones we had, were again the Hammonds Field, the baseball field, the Arkansas field trip, and so on. This was just ranked in the order that they attended. We were unable to set up golf course field trips this spring, so we had these were the ones we had. So student recommendations, and this is one thing we teach the class in the spring, so it makes it a little bit more difficult, but having the field trips dates established at the beginning of the semester and then scattered out would have been more helpful. But it's a little bit more difficult taught in the spring. We usually can't usually schedule field trips to see activities going on until the latter half of the semester. More opportunities for turf grass identification were suggested. And of course the others were having tests with easier questions and not having to take proctored exams where they go to a location where someone's watching them take the test. My main considerations are that it's difficult to move online or traditional format to online. You have to have more clarity in describing your assignments. You can't expect that when you go to class, when traditional, if there's questions, they'll raise their hand and ask. Online, they may or may not email you or contact you about it. Combining multiple smaller assignments into larger is more simple because then students don't miss an assignment. Having too many assignments makes it a little bit more difficult for them to find. And then also be aware that provide some way for the students to learn your style of setting up the class because different instructors use Blackboard or different delivery systems differently, and so each time it's not like walking into a lecture classroom and knowing this is what the instructor is going to say. You actually have to know, the student has to learn how to find the information. So introductory PowerPoints can be helpful. Again, structure is important. I've suggested having things due on the same day of the week, and then similar activities for each lecture unit. And learn a little bit about your delivery technology system, so when little techno glitches come up, you can answer the questions rather than just sending them always to the computer services. That makes the students feel more comfortable, that they're not always being forced to kind of learn how to do stuff. And then again, the test proctoring has been very helpful. I think it keeps the grades fairly fair, and there don't get clusters that figure out ways around the system. I found being flexible, contingency things because technology, internet failures, and so on can make it difficult sometimes for students that are good students just to get the assignment to you. And so learning ways to work with that. And particularly for non-traditional students, a lot of them, particularly older students, this is all completely new to them and they need a little more patience and interaction. And then just to know from instructor's perspective, it does going to take a lot more time. You may not think so. But all the stuff that you can do easily interacting, grading a stack of sheets of paper versus clicking on to open assignment, going through, responding, clicking to save it, waiting for your computer to upload or download in the next one, it just takes more time. And then also having to respond with students through emails individually or then announcements when they seem to be repeated. And then also continuously being available so students don't feel lost. They do provide more flexibility, but again, more time. And anecdotal evidence over the years is that student performance in terms of percentages of A's, B's, and C's has been the same, whether teaching online or traditionally. But I think if it's a required class, you might want to make sure that you've got both options, traditional and online, because students that really don't like online really feel upset if they have to take an online class. And the other thing I kind of miss is the reduced student-faculty interaction. When they don't know you as a person in front of class, they may not talk to you as much about career options, job opportunities, and so on. And the other things I was going to say, I think I'm out of time, but I'll just say briefly just some of the same suggestions that we're offering online. I've kind of covered them here, and I'll go ahead and stop with that. But I'll go up to my last one there. But any questions? Or?
Time for one question.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if your online discussion group, what you call that, would monitors spend some providing bad information?
Mm-hmm. Basically, I usually listed really open-ended questions like, what was something you learned this time that you didn't know? And then like we've had, and I would bring in sidebar things. One, I'm trying to think, we're talking about, trying to bring up one of the ones. we had on different means of pest control, and we looked at the alternative ones, and then say, what do you, you know, what are your opinions on this? So it was really more discussional and not so much, it was a sharing of information and not so much fact, like this is what is, and then there someone else arguing with them. So the students tend to be fairly good in not trying to put something out there that isn't true, and some would support, you know, their positions with other links and so on. In fact, that's one very interesting thing I found with online discussions. Students are much more willing to say things than they might in class. If you bring up a topic like, you know, what's your opinion on use of, trying to think of synthetic pesticides versus, you know, alternative forms on turf, and students might just sit there in class. But you get online and, you know, they really start talking, so it's really kind of interesting that way.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.